Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Katwongere engalo Katonda ez'amaanyi.
Let's hand God a mighty hand clap.
Mwongere engalo ez'amaanyi.
Hand him a mighty hand clap.
Kakasa nga ziva ku mutima gwo.
Prove it come from the bottom of your heart.
Nga ziva mu muntu w'omunda.
It comes from the inner man.
Ng'amagezi go gazitegeera bulungi.
And your mind understand it well.
Ng'olaba bulungi bwezivuke ng'olaba bwozikuba.
And you see well how you clap
them. Era ng'owulira nti naawe bwozi bwe zibanga gwo wandibadde mu kifo ekyo.
You feel to if you were the one in that
zandikunyumidde.
You would have enjoyed them.
Lowooza musinga gwo ali ku nnamulondo.
You think if it's you on the throne.
Naye olw'okuba tuli basikaabi beerarezo oyo atugabira obusika ye Katonda Kitaffe n'ekigambo kye Yesu Kristo n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu omugambe weebale abalala nga baganye abalala nga babula nzo nunudde weebale kununula wawaayo omusaayi gwo n'oggyawo obutamanya gye ndi kubanga omusaayi gwaweebwangayo olw'ebibi n'olw'obutamanya nti singa owaayo musaayi gwokka ayi Yesu sandiwonye kubanga obubi bwe wandinzigyeko nandizzeemu n'embukola olw'okubula okumanya beera abwonzijjako ebibi n'ompa n'omusana ogw'okumanya gumulisize mu kkuba ery'obulamu yongera okugulumiza ayi Kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna eyalagira mu bakolisa ekyokubiri essuula ey'okuna olunywa lw'omukaaga wadumira omusana gwake mu kizikiza laba omusana gw'okumanya nanga ogumpadde mukama weebala mponyeza okuzikirira olw'okubula okumanya mukama aba wagamba mu Kosiya 4:6 abantu bazikira wakubula kumanya laba nze ompadde buwa weebale ompadde obulamu obutaggwawo sikoze bingi mukama naye laba gwe ompadde kubanga Yokaana 17:3 obulamu obutaggwawo kumanya Katonda omu w'amazima nekusesu gwe yatuma laba ompadde okumanya laba ompadde okutegeera weebale Yesu ompadde buwa obulamu ompadde obulamu ompadde obulamu okutuuka ku bulamu butaggwawo laba ompadde obulungi bwo laba ompadde obulungi bwo bwonna weebale wampadde mu ggulu 10 ne ku nsi kankano ongabiridde weebale weebale omulokozi weebale omuyinza w'ebintu tuwongere okugulumiza mukama osaanidde amatendo gaffe osaanidde mukama okusinzibwanga osaanidde olagira ffe tukwate ebiragiro osaanidde oteeka amateeka ffe tugatuukirize osaanidde oteekawo emisango ffe tugigondere osaanidde oteekawo endagirizo ffe tuzigoberere osaanidde oteekangawo enteekateeka ffe tuzigoberere kwatenga tubeere balamu ennaku zonna mu linnya lya mukama waffe Yesu omwana wa Katonda
omulamuweebale
Kitaffe yongere ombuulize ku mugandawo omwagaliza omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda omugambe Kitaffe afaayo ate ku luno mu ngeri y'enjawulo mu ngeri y'enjawulo kubanga takyatusiibisa nnyo takyatusabisa
nnyo
atwanukula kankano nga tetunnaba na kumusaba mugambe Kitaffe atwagadde mu ngeri
y'enjawulo
kubanga amanyi bye twetaaga nga tetunnaba kubisaba Yokaana essuula Matayo essuula
Matthew 6:6-8
mugambe mmulabyeko mu nnaku zino ng'akola sinnasaba mugambe nti mmulabye alwana entalo nga sinnamugamba nnwanira mugambe mmulabye annyanukula nga sinnasaba mugambe ndabyeko Yesu ng'atwala obwegayirizi bwange bwonna wonna we nandibadde nsinda nga yasindawo muwe ekyawandiikibwa omugambe Baruumi 8:38 ali ku mukono ogwadde ogwa Katonda Kitaffe ng'atwegayirirawo mugambe bwemanyi bwe nasooka okwegayirira edda nga saanukulwa naye Yesu bwe yakwata mu kwegayirira kwange n'ayimusa okusaba kwange eri Kitaffe kankano ndi mulamu
But
we
cast demons before.
My brethren,
they never went.
The
Lord God says,
Hebrews 1:14,
salvation, my angel. My God.
Wow.
I no more waste time with demons. I sleep. I don't in the morning. I sleep. I go to the next day. What can they do?
Mugame mugana. Goroza jinza kura.
What can they do?
Iru mugame na iraba.
Tell them see.
Uvanga kare.
If now.
God
has given riches of knowledge.
You think has
failed to give me riches of the world, those who achieve in the rim below. Everything in the rim below, it's cheap.
Value.
Jesus came from the rim above, where there are preciously high things there.
Came
lowered on the earth, gave us.
He said in the
below those low levels, low priced,
low value,
low value, I've given.
The king of the kingdom.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus, my
so, mm-hmm.
So we thank the Lord again for this day.
Now
we want to move on. With God's standard strategies
on
fulfilling his worldwide promised call from this year 2022.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jaco. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. We ministers in the entire world and to move rich unto you. God is the standard strategy
for
fulfilling his worldwide promised call and it based in the nation Uganda from this year 2022 and in the worldwide
called. God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on his planet Earth. And this work is the revival and the restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets who were there from the beginning. All the New Testament, if we know the way they were, the way it has to be, and the way it will be forever, to prepare our own day world
for
the coming back of the Lord Jesus and the end of the earth, as we go to the new heavens and the new earth, the promise in the Acts chapter 3 verse 20 to 21, and that's the promise is in the Matthew 24 verses 14, as the promise is in the 2nd Peter chapter 3 start from verse 12 up to 14.
But
if those are like that, how should we conduct ourselves? For the heavens and the earth which are today, they will pass away, but we got the new heavens, the new earth where righteousness dwells. Praise Jesus much. So we want to move on
As
we finish the 6th standard strategy of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We move
to concluding in the summary. The 6th God's standard strategy of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. And this strategy is known as the harvesters. The harvesters of spirits. In our services in the worldwide call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these ones we saw
is the government is a Katonda.
That they are the two God's heavenly governments on the earth. The one who have to move on fulfill that work.
In
these two governments, there is the first
government,
God's heavenly governments on the earth. They are to see things done in heavens that are done on earth. According to the promise in the Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7, when you connect with Luke chapter 11 verses 1 and 2, when he says, I will be done on earth as it is done in heavens. Praise Jesus
much.
And then the second government,
government
known as God's government in the governments of the earth, or the central
government
of God's heavenly governments on the earth, has a main responsibility of reconciling governments of the world, God's heavenly governments on the earth, which works at the embassy, that is the church in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even to move proof governments of the world that God rules in their governments, 99%, and they rule 1%.
Yes, 1%.
Praise Jesus much. And that was spoken in Daniel 4 verse 24 to 26, even Romans chapter
13
verses 1 to 4. There are many things we've moved to see, and we began to list.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Department
began to list the 8 departments of both these governments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We started
with the 8 departments which make up God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the first department we saw, it is called the Holy Church of God on the earth, as it is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And
we
read Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22 to 23, when we look to issues of the church in heaven, how it's meant to be on earth.
So
in the first Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28, if there is a church of God on the earth where he put apostles and prophets, so we quickly moved ziri mu government
so
ziri mu department yenu
divisions within this department
division esat ziri mu department yenu
the three divisions
division
departments
twara bisoka
we saw the first
ye division ye office ya katonda chitafu
the division of office of God the Father
iranga bakora mbaitu baba officer
and those work there they are called officers
ababa irane ebirabo katonda chitafu byagaba
they have gifts those God the Father gives
mukwasa ganya empisa ezokutanga katonda
handling the manners and conducts of fear of God
nokura banga tufananyizibwa mirembe
jino we do not conform to this world
yes yebazi bwe
praise Jesus man
bisinga twabiso manyombo chitabo cha barume sule 12
most we read them in the Romans 12
nyirisuka pakorwe 10
verses 1 to 10
yes yebazi bwe
praise Jesus man
twamalirizawo
when we finished there
kwara ba division yokubiri
we saw the second division
ya ministry ya katonda chigambo
of the ministry of God the word
mutuma nyingo mwana
whom we know as the son
Yesu Kristo
Jesus Christ
eranga bakola mbaitu baba ministers
those who work there they are called the ministers
babira ne birabo byagaba
they have the gifts those
birabo no kuitwa kwagaba
gifts and the callings he gives
omulimu gwabo omukuru
and their main work
urabange kanisa ekuru okutuka ku kigera kya Kristo
the church grows to the measure of Christ
used wa kuyigiriza kuona okwobulimba
no more tossed by any doctrine of gospel
ngabwe twala mbefisi sule yokona
as we saw Ephesians 4
nyoromo 7
verse 7
kuingira dawu 12
to enter verse 12
then twayo likentura ba division yokusatu
we move so the third division
division imanyikidwa nga unity ya katondo moyo mutuku
vision known as the unit of God the Holy Spirit
amanyikidwa ngo moyo wa mukama
known as spirit of the Lord
moyo wa katondo
the spirit of God
moyo wa Kristo
the spirit of Christ
ne eranga abakolam
those who work there
baitibwa abuli samanya agali muchigambo cha katondo
those who demonstrate the power in the word of God
eranga bano
bawo
bwebirabo omoyo mutuku vuyenyeni
even gifts by the Holy Spirit himself
yes yebazi bwe
praise Jesus man
so binje twasubira kula kusinya kuba kolisa choka 12
so many things according to 1 Corinthians 12 starting from verse 7
kuingira olwe 10
to enter verse 10
so we twamaliriza
now when we finish
twayolekera department yokubiri
we move to the second department
ya government ya katonda yo muguru
kunsi God is heavenly government on the earth
yanga department yenu
and this department
imanyikidwa nga ba deacons ne ba bishops
known as the deacons and the bishops
Yes, yebazi bwe
praise Jesus man
abogerwa kenyeri mu kitabo cha ba Philip
book and most of the Philippians
esura esok
chapter 1
onyori suka
verses 1
abogera kuteka okwa badinko ne ba bishops
peak setting up of deacons and bishops
olwobuvunanyizibwa
for responsibilities
okaka sanga kanisa ebera ne order
to prove that church holds order
enteka oba jetuita enteka teka
decency
yes yebazi bwe
praise Jesus much
okubane enteka teka ne ntegeka
to have the decency and the order
ne mirembe
even peace
kanisa ya katonda wona
in the church of God everywhere
ibyo no twabira mbakolise kisoka 14
as we saw in the first Corinthians chapter 40 verse 33
omunuru amakumi
ana even the verse 40
Yes yebazi bwe
praise Jesus much
mutwamara
when we finished
twala ba division ebiri
we saw two divisions
ezili division ebiri
the two divisions
ezili mu department ene eyokubya government yakatunde yo muguru kusi
the second department of God is heavenly government on the earth
that twala banga division yesuka
we saw the first division
yabadinkoni
of the deacons
amanyikidwa nga ba ashes
and known as the ashes
abanyikidwa ranga abarabi
also as seers
abanyikidwa nga ba prayer partners
known as the prayer partners
abanyikidwa nga
also
abega yiri
known as the intercessors
era manikidwa nga bajukiza baabo kama
those who reminded the Lord
nga we subdivision obuli mu mirimu jya
those are the subdivisions within their work
ukakasanga kanisa ekombwa mu order
to prove that church is kept in order
kusukanga kanisa yife
first and the church it is
then
us
then ne fumwe tukunganira
even the places we gather from
nebi dada binchi nga twasubirizibwa okulaba
many others as we promised to see
then twage na ku division yokubiri
then we went to the second division
division yokubiri
the second division
yaba bishop
of the bishops
abavunanyizibwa
those responsible
services zobwa katonda zonna
all services of God
mukanisa yekunsi
in his church on this earth
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
era binji twayongera okubala bako
there are many things we move to see of them
abavunanyizibwa byabwenga 12
of their responsibilities as 12 of them
byojukira burundi
those you remember of well
tobijukira burundi
don't you remember them
bakoliso akisoka esule ye 14
first Corinthians chapter 14
orunyorabi mu mukaga bakukira
26 downwards
babagamba itukungana
and they say when we gather
bino wamanga bino bali nokulabanga webiri
ne bino they have to be present in our
midst nebira twabishanga mbarumi
the rest we found in Romans chapter
9
verses 4
hi nitulabo vunanjiswa
we saw possibilities there
irango vunanjiswa obusemba yokunga bulina okulabanga ebisubizo katuna byasubiza
iriya mawanga the end to see that the promise God
promised
expectations of this life is that to come and they are fulfilled. Yes. Right there is where we were. Now, we had to move on.
Department,
the third department.
God
is heavenly government on the earth. Right there we are moving on now. Yes.
So,
you look to that, your brother, whether they write down well. We move to the third department. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this department is known as the judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth. Yes. Department of the judges. The judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
As
it is in heaven that God is the chief judge there. Yes.
Now,
because you are at his best, the embassy,
and
the same government works in heaven,
department
put their department of the judges. The Holy Church of God, which is on the world, they judge issues in the midst of church. Praise Jesus much. And just as you see, this is the Hebrews 12, verse 22,
God is
the chief judge himself as he is in heaven. Let us read, we hear. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23.
Abawandikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna, n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abatuukirizibwa.
To the general assembly and judge of the firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the holy men made perfect. Yes. What I wanted to hear, when they will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God, there is a word which says this,
and
to God the judge of all, yet he is in the church of heaven. Yes.
Now,
because he sent his government here, the heavenly government on earth.
The photocopy
of it. And it's here. He had to put there the midst of church. Department of judges. That they represent his judgments in the midst of the church. And to judge in the world. The point they need us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. God the judge of all. But because that he reigns in heavens and earth. As the part is in heaven,
that
has to be done on earth.
No,
our Lord Jesus has left the world, he said, I have been given power in heaven and earth. Let's read there, we hear. Matthew 28, verse 18 to enter verse 19. Matthew chapter 28 from verse 18.
Yesu najja n'ayogera nabo, n'agamba nti, mpereddwa obuyinza bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
And Jesus came spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Verse 19. Kale mugende, mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa, nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Our Lord Jesus, when he ascended to go back to heaven, in Matthew 28, verses 18, he said, I have been given power in heaven and earth. Heavens and earth are in one rulership.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus. And when he moved from the mountain, according to Luke 11, verses 1 and 2, we told him like this. Luke chapter 11, from verse 1.
Bwe yamala kubayigirizwa b'omu n'amugamba nti Mukama waffe tuyigirize okusaba era nga Yokana bwe yayigirizanga abayigirizwa be.
And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Verse 2.
N'abagamba nti bwe musabanga mugambanga nti Kitaffe ali mu ggulu, erinnya lyo litukuzibwe, obwakabaka bwo bujje, by'oyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
And he said unto them, when you pray, say, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done as in heavens, so on earth. Yes. You know, after he spoke Matthew 28, verse 18, given power in heaven and earth. Right there he explained why in Luke 11, verses 1 and 2,
he
told him, teach us how to pray. He told us, pray like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as done in heaven. Now the truth is, the heavenly government that was meant to come on this world, it had to be alike with heaven. Just as heavens have a judge,
Katonda,
God, the judge of all,
e kanisa,
church,
department,
meant to have a department of the judges,
be kanisa ya Katonda,
the judges of the Holy Church of God on earth. And right from old, they were there. In the Old Testament, they have an entire book, Book of the Judges. Before I go much in it,
there
are things which sees the church just move to live like that. It has not a single order. It's as if it's not the government of God.
Yet,
church is the government of God, and it's on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. At the end, why does he want us to be the same? The intention of the Father put all things under Christ. He wanted copies of things in heavens and earth, he turns them into one. According to that speech in Colossians, chapter 1, from verses 19. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 19.
Kubanga Kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
Olinyola 22.
Verse 20.
N'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye, bwe yamala okuleeta emirembe olw'omusaayi gw'omusaalaba gwe.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Yes.
Mission
the mission of the cross involves to die for us. All those who hear them die for us, suffer for our sake. Another major deal inside there.
One,
join things of heavens and earth, be one. That's why he told us we pray.
It
will be done on earth as done in heaven.
And that
government we study of much. In the Isaiah chapter
9,
verses
6
and
7.
Government comes on the shoulders of the Son.
His
Son was given as Christ Jesus. It was meant to immediately start as it is in heaven. And it has to be on this earth as it is in heaven. Even the department calls in the heavens is the judge. In the department of the judges, he puts it on the earth. And he puts their judges that they judge the church. That on the world. That it get perfected like the one in heaven. Where there gathers the holy angels. And the holy ones of God who finish their works on the earth. Are we together? Are we together?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Let me hope we're together. You know, many times, those who come in full knowledge, you wonder. These ones bring things of judges of the world. But when we shall see the central government, God is government in the governments of the world. Still, out of us should come judges who will judge in the world. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But there are judges and they are specific for church. Yes.
We spoke
most of them in the Old Testament. When I read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it started telling me like this.
Mm-hmm.
Let us read, we see.
First
Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 1.
Omuntu yenna kumwe bwabanga n'ekigambo ku munne eyenganga okuwuliza ensonga batali batuukirivu so seri abatukuvu.
There any of you having a matter against another, go to the law before the unjust and not before the holy ones. Yes. But no. The church of God and it is us. His holy ones. If we have a matter, we go to the unbelievers, we tell them,
we
have issues within the word of God, brother. Judges of the world to judge us,
today
understand this. That's why you see, even though there are false prophets in the world, government you are choosing in vain, they cannot judge, it's not there. There
needs
a department of judges in the church. And they judge the pastors, the apostles, and the sheep.
Wow.
Now, President Museveni, to do what in Uganda? That this prophet is false. What does he know about it? That is false. And how can he know the rightful one? Department of Judges. Right? From old, it judged the Israelite of God. You cannot report for prophets to government. They know nothing of them. Except you have evidence that they murdered someone, beheaded that person. And they accuse them of murder. That one works. It works both sides. But is that you cannot say the other prophet is
caused,
it has demons in people, government arrest him. Except there are judges of the church
understand laws,
commands and the judgments of God. And they bring out those judgments. And they judge from the ministers of God and the sheep. You know, God promised
Ezekiel
that he will pass through, judge the sheep and the shepherds. This time he has come. The department of judges has restored it. Yes.
Someone
said, I will not welcome it in my church. Your own church. But the church of God, and those people, they are not yours. They will welcome it, they want it. Your church, I don't know it much. Maybe the buildings, as you understand.
But
that is the understanding. When we speak church, the children of God, you
will
hinder them to know truth.
ekyabalokosa mumanya mazima
what made them safe to get no truth
n'abakyali mu nsi ge bakyanoonya
even though still in the world still seek for it
bumanya ekyalokosa abantu
abo you know why those people got saved almost 99% they got saved seeking for truth.
So,
that one who did seek for truth, they seek their own.
The son
perdition, yet he's still here. Not you. Even those in the world, they seek for truth. If they discover it, let's keep being hiding here. You know, when we are here, we train an army very well when you're still few. It's not easy to train many.
And
when I see a number like this, I am satisfied.
Yes.
Sure. One will chase a thousand. But many you can't train them. They
come
finish problems of the
few.
Now the few will handle them multitudes.
Aha.
Yes. Who is Yanink?
Our brothers, we are there.
We were to the other extreme. Most of them, they are ones who travel cause. You first align yourself, you shall order them. Yes.
But
the gospel that I've preached here, and I'm still counseling them their problems.
So yes.
Now, see, at times they're not come, you thank the Lord. You say, Lord, must order me, then you bring them.
Lest
they trouble the pastor and he never preached the word to us. You finish Corinthians, we see.
1
Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2.
Obate mumanyi ingabatukuvo beibali salirense omusango. Ero bange simwe muligisalire omusango.
Do you not know that the holy ones shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Yes.
We
have to judge the world on the other day. You know, in Revelations
4,
Revelations 20, verse 4 downwards,
sit on
the thrones of judgments. You would read it. Revelations 20 from verse 4. Yes. On that day we're going to judge. We have to do practice and rehearse for that. For he says, don't we know we're going to be judging the world? Matters in the midst of church. Can we not judge them? There is a department to be there of the judges. Now, did you find it out there? You see how revival is needed? You
see
restoration of things, how it is needed? Don't you think God
is
spoken hypocrisy that in this revival? He knew your sickness. You, church. Most foundations were wasted. Foundations of church. We are our only type of house, this one. And it has not the foundations. The church. The church of the children. Praise Jesus. But in verse 3 it says this.
First
Corinthians chapter 6 verse 3.
Temumanyinga tulisalira ba malaika omusango. Tulirema tutyo kusala emisango egy'obulamu buno.
Know you not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Yes. We're
going
to be judging the angels. Those fallen angels.
We are
just in the book of Revelation. Chapter 12. From verse 7. To enter verse 17. Those angels cast from heavens. And they were cast on the earth.
Some move as demons of clans.
And
the rest abound in the bottomless pits. When you read Jude chapter 1 verse
6.
Now those. On
the
day of judgment you are the judge. You are judging angels.
Must have been taught
long of judging guesses. Yes. Now the question is,
could you
judge angels when you've never tried to judge?
They train
us how we're going to judge. Yes. But that foundation got destroyed. Judges in the church are not there. You know what they say?
Satan,
when he took away that word, he said, God said, judge not before the time. We should not judge. Judgments of who? Of the world, they have a government over them. Yes.
They
say we do not judge our affairs.
They say not,
those of the world do not concern us, they are of governments of the world.
Do not be acting
funny things.
In the church,
God, that we shall not judge you. We are going to judge you, will understand us.
You
say you as pastor do things not right.
We shall
come and you prove that we serve God.
We expose
you in the world, you will understand.
In
the department of the judges.
It
has even those you plead us, the lawyers. They are led by the Holy Spirit. You don't know that well. I will speak of them in the fullness. There are two lawyers. The Holy Spirit and the Christ are there interceding, pleading for us. Lawyers. God the Father is the judge. The
lawyers
plead for us before him. When he prepared judgments, how they will be.
He
prepared, I want 2-3 witnesses. Yes. For presenting him.
He
said, do not judge any matter except in the midst of 2 or 3 witnesses.
For
it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those witnesses, they come as lawyers to prove you committed that case or not. According
to
light of scriptures here and here. You claim the false prophecy generation war unto you. We are going to judge you. The supreme court of God on this world. Before they judge you in heaven, judgment begins in the house. Yes.
You
read for me, we see. Those you
clothe
the sheepskin, hiding in the church of God.
Never
say
about
apostle. But you're laughing.
In
the Corinthians.
First
Corinthians chapter
6
verse
4.
If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. Verse
5. Chilibwe chitio, nti mumwe, temuye inza kuzuka muntu mugezi, ayinza kusalira baganda b'ensonga.
I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. Yes. Don't we have judges who are wise? You know, people wise.
They
are those in the wisdom in the words.
Write
Jeremiah chapter 8. Verses 8 to 9. You will read it.
They have the wisdom in the word. And not only having wisdom, which is in the word,
but
they know how to interpret the words. Yes. They must have wisdom in the words. Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 to 9. Not only releasing wisdom in the world of the scriptures, but they know how to interpret them. Yes. Write down. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 1. Those ones. Wisdom in the words. They can interpret according to this and this scripture. That brethren, you walked wrongly. According to this and this scripture, you call it apostles. Apostles do not move like that. You are in the pastor. You refuse to be that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
this church has moved aimlessly, is no more going to be there. Those who begin small things at church of God, and you ashamed his name. Somebody say but. If judgment comes, start from the house. As you say in the First Peter, chapter 4. Yeah. Judgment begins in the house.
As
the world judges their cases, it's to them. Before we even point,
minister
stole money. Where do you take the tithes and the offerings of the church?
When
spoke, house should not lack food.
Don't see
people how they are helped, yet they give, and those who need are many. Who steal money of God's government on the earth? Let me tell you,
government is almost
bribes. Make people line up. On the blessing of God, it's not a bribe.
They are government. You're
freely given. You don't freely give. You want to see the judge of God on the earth.
So you must
listen, apostle. After you'll understand him. They judge you immediately. You
give them
a bribe in God's heavenly government on the judge of God.
He says, people pray freely.
How dare you make them line up on the miracles, each with their money? The one without money cannot access you. Is that not a bribe? You read me, Peter. First Peter chapter 4, verse 17.
Kubanga obudde butuuse omusango gutandikirwe mu nyumba ya Katonda. Kale obanga gusoose gye tuli. Enkomerero guliba gutya eri abo abatagondera njiri ya Katonda.
For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Yes. Judgment begins in the house of God. At the end, unto those who never believe. Judgment of church begins immediately.
It begins
to judge matters in our midst. Brethren, just because things are errors,
in
revival is needed much. Restoration. After many faults will be informed with them.
When
the twisted meaning of the Holy Scriptures,
and
now God orders them. And even to restore, restoration is needed. After taking away foundation of things, after we've subtracted from scriptures and we added in them,
because
many be blotted from the book of life.
And they
take from them portion of the city of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the truth is, brethren,
Always judgment should start from the house of God. All these, I speak most of them. No church you are out there saying, but the government of the world, they eat bribes. Yet indeed, much bribe is within the church. Bribes, seriously. And to access the pastor, you must have an envelope.
And to access
blessings, you have to give a special offering for that. And
it's
big openly, you give it to access that pastor. And he said that those who want the prayer of today, those who have 1 million,
or
from millions to above 1 million, 500 downwards, line up on this line. It means you does not have
services
of government of God. You don't access them. Yes. Those honorable ones, conference, God is heavenly government on the church is the church. Most they are robbers. They need judges to judge them. Yes.
See,
even the and the offerings the house of God, that they should not lack food there.
That's
in Malachi chapter 3, from verse 8 up to 12, then they take them to their own selves.
But
those in need in the house of God, they live hanging there.
Government of
government,
government,
I speak governments of the world.
Government.
And there is the government.
Which
does not help its people in at all.
You
said medicine, not government in hospitals, governments of the world.
The government,
God is heavenly government of the church on the church.
If
you do not have money, they do not pray for you. Medicine, freely, medicine is not there. These ones are very wild. And he said, freely gave them. Yes.
In
Matthew 10, verse 7 to 8. Most medicines they freely give. Now there is this government. Government of the church has problems indeed. They are robbers. Ambassadors of God indeed. All worlds are in there. Those he told us of.
Matthew 7:11-15.
Worlds. Clothing very well. You know what they say?
I see Jesus is moving.
Ndaba Yesu atambula.
But when he's moving, you must show in his movement
that
he may look upon you and touch you.
Someone okutunulako akomeko. Now, department of the judges has to come back to judge in the midst of the house of God, the church. You know, there's one who asks out in the world.
But those,
their God cannot touch them. And the false prophets are tormented the world. False pastors. False evangelists.
In
the other gifts like those.
Yeah.
But God has abandoned forsaken us. His pastors have ashamed his name.
He
does not even come to judge them.
Let
me tell you a problem which is on the judges. He can even judge you, put it publicly. And it shows how things have to be. Put you in any prison. And you see how the world hates you. If you insist never repent, then the beatings of God begin. But we work together with him.
Do
you think it's a joke? Tell me when we judge him right now. And you say, now, God,
it
begins on him and is in his church.
Musomba Serwadda.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
The one you have most
spoken, you're going to hear from today. And his judgment has begun. Right from today, you'll hear he has been like this. He's been like this. They are taking him. You'll move on to proof. God indeed judges. Praise Jesus much. The Lord God said, Ezekiel 34, He will come to judge the sheep with the shepherds. Now it's come to judge.
He restored
department of judges and the judge has come. He has come to judge. Doing wrong things. Look at his leaders. He will not judge you. Let him judge me. For he is the chief judge. If I commit faults, if he judge everyone is given as his acts, works are. Everyone has to appear at this throne of judgment and they give them as they have done. Yes. Don't you know that? You think I preach when I'm not, I don't know he judges me? Let us see Ezekiel.
Ezekiel
chapter 34 and the verse 20.
Mukama Katonda chavagamba bwati nti laba nze mwene ndisala omusango gw'ensolo eza sava n'ogw'ensolo enkovu.
Therefore thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat sheep and between the lean sheep. Verse 21.
Kubanga musindisa embirizi n'ebibegabega nemutomeza eziruwadde zonna amayembe gammwe okutuusa lwe muzisaasa nemuzisaasaanyiriza ddala.
Because you have thrust with sight and with shoulder and pushed all the diseased with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. Verse 22.
Kyendiva mponya ekisibo kyange so teziriba nate muyiggo nange ndisala omusango gw'ensolo n'ensolo.
Therefore will I save my flock and shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep.
Verse 23.
And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd.
You
know when you read Ezekiel 34, verse 20 downwards, God has come to judge shepherds and pastors. Pastors with the sheep. The sheep with the sheep. Pastors with pastors. He said, I'll bring my servant David. When he said the Australian man,
he told them,
I bring is in Uganda. He is like David. He is like the heir of the throne of David. The judge.
He's
speak to Uganda and the entire world. Upon which you hear me teach these things.
When
I speak of department of judges, you know the judge. God Almighty. His word. Our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit. Thousands of angels.
They
come down to judge pastors with pastors. The sheep with the sheep. And to judge the world. In revival,
they are 2022.
We're going to hear beatings.
Amen.
Basumba,
you've done things in the name of God, and you've done all those not worthy. I assure you,
you have
fallen on the chief judge, the judge who judges over heaven and earth, the living God,
the mighty move, the Holy Spirit revival,
restoration of all things,
and
the foundation of judges restored it in the middle of the world.
I
said I'm listening.
I think Daddy said it to you. Yes, we
praise
you.
Jesus. Amen. Much. But as he says, if you want to know that judges have to be there, they were in the Old Testament all the long. Judgments, how they have to be, it's an entire book. It's an entire book. Judges chapter 1, verses 1. If you read, you say what? Judges chapter 1 from verse 1. It's the book of Judges. It's the book of Judges. You want to avoid it?
For
you say judges have to not be in the church. Now you take out the book and it's of the judges. And it moves, it says what? The reasons why it was brought. Judges chapter 1 from verse 1.
Awo Yoshua bwe yamala okufa, abana ba Isirayiri ne babuuza Mukama nti ani anasooka okulinnya eri Abakanani okubalwanyisa.
Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? Yes. Joshua had taken them from Egypt.
They entered
Canaan very well.
And
the Lord said, as in the land of Canaan, in the Israel, I want judges there.
No,
that's an entire book, I don't read much in it. But in all, still all judgments, they move under the levels of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why he says, if you have a matter on your brethren, you first get a witness. You get one and you speak to each other. You refuse, get the second person. When you refuse, you get the third. If you refuse all of them, take it to the general church, they judge that. When you refuse the church, the Gentile, we do not know you.
The
pastors, apostles, prophets, not among even the sheep of God. You are a god. You know you
wear
the judgment will separate the sheep from the gods. Began for his coming is even near. We are here preparing for his coming back. He separated the sheep from the gods.
Okay.
Let's read Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18 from verse 15.
Muganda wo bwakukola obubi, genda omubulirire gwe naye mweka. Bwakuwulira ng'ofunye muganda wo.
Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, you have gained your brother. Verse 16.
Naye bw'atawulira, twala omulala, naawe oba babiri, era mu kamwa k'abajulirwa babiri oba basatu, buli kigambo kikakate.
But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. Verse 17.
Era bw'agaana okuwulira abo, buulira ekkanisa. Era bw'agaana okuwulira ekkanisa,
and if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto you as a heathen man and a tax collector. Yes. It is like that. Because in heavens there are three witnesses. The Father, the word we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 downwards. Judgment begins to be judged like that. You have a matter on another, you meet that person by you, yourself. You speak it. When they refuse,
get
the one or two. Yes. One or two.
For
in the witness of two or three, the matter is established. If they refuse, bring them to the general church. Now there is a level we're going to reach on. You've done all.
We
warned you, pastor. We've shown all the lights. In the midst there, you refuse, we make a conference at Nambole Stadium. Yes.
Oh,
in any stadium, in any nation, and we proclaim according to this and this, this one is not a pastor.
It's
not an apostle, not a prophet.
Doesn't
teach the word of God. That's not the sheep of God.
Illuminati.
That one is Illuminati. According to this and this information. Yes.
Omusango
judgment begins in the house.
In
the church of God.
It's
the main day of judgment. Yes. Yes. That's what they call department.
Of
the Holy Church of God on the earth.
It
has a number of divisions like four. Yes. Inside it, those which interpret the laws of God. As the word of God is. Yes. Now we want to see of the four divisions of the judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth. Have you seen it?
Woo.
You ask your brethren, how are they there? What are we on? Are we in heaven? Tell them yes. Ephesians 2:6. We got saved by grace. And when he saved us, he
sat
us in the heavenly places in the Christ Jesus. And in John he told us, even though you are in the world, you are not of the world. We entered it long. We do as heavens say.
You
have jokings in the church. That Satan makes you play in the church. As you joke with your own lives. And you end them in hell. But before you wait the chief judge to judge you,
it's
good, a department on the world as it was there before. It's of the judges in the church.
They
judge you, you get aligned well on this world.
Why?
Wait for the judge whom you not reason with. Yes. You will not reason with him. When he judges, he has to be the one who wins. When he judges, he has to win. You will not reason with him on that day. That's why he set a department. You be judged when it's early that you align yourself. But we want to speak of these divisions. Divisions of the judges in the Church of God on the earth.
Division is Soka.
The first division.
Division is Soka.
The first division. It handles all the light of knowledge. Which pass through the word of God. In the commands. Let's go slowly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are together.
Division is Soka.
The first division. It handles all the light of knowledge which pass through the word of God. To enlighten us what concerns the commands.
amateeka,
the laws,
emisango,
the judgments,
endagirizo,
the statutes,
n'enteekateeka z'obwakatonda,
and the ordinances of God,
nga bwe ziri mu ndagaano enkadde
n'empya, as they are in the Old and the New Testaments.
Yes,
slowly there. You copy your neighbor.
Copy
your neighbor how they've written if you've not written well.
We say the
first division of churches in the Church of God on the earth. They are responsible to give us the full light of knowledge which passes through the word of God concerning the commandments,
amateeka,
the laws,
emisango,
the judgments,
endagirizo,
statutes,
n'enteekateeka z'obwakato,
and the ordinances of God,
nga bwe ziri mu ndagaano enkadde n'empya,
as they are in the Old and the New Testaments.
Omanyi ebyo byonna nga bw'obiwuliddeawo,
all those as you've heard them there,
bibuuzibwa by'ebiki?
They are asked, what are those? Yes.
Amateeka,
the commands, the commands, and the laws,
misango,
the judgments, statutes,
ndagirizo,
ordinances. What are those?
Bifanana bitya.
How do they appear?
Hmm?
Is that Romans speaks? Romans
3.
Say, what are these things? We hear them. Are they laws like of the police? Of the army? These laws, they are enforced, or they are enforced forcefully.
No.
These ones are of believing them. And how do they look like? Most people work in that department will explain them. For me, I came to list. But most we've come to study them. And we don't show you where they fall. And those responsible of them.
Okay,
let's read Romans, we see.
Abaluumi, esura eyokusatu, n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu omusanvu.
Romans chapter 3, verse 27.
Kale okwenyumiriza kuliruyiwa, kwaziyizibwa. Kwaziyizibwa n'amateeka gafaanana gatya? Ga bikolwa? Nedda.
Where is the boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Or works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Verse
28.
Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without deeds of the law.
29.
Oba
Katonda waba Yudaya, era si Katonda waba amawanga. Weewaawo, era waba amawanga.
Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not only also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Verse 30.
Oba Katonda ali omu, aliwo obutuukirivu abakomole olw'okukkiriza, n'abatali bakomole olw'okukkiriza.
Seeing it is one God, who shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith? Romans chapter 3, verse 31.
Kale amateeka tugajjawo olw'okukkiriza, kitalo, nedda, tuganyweza bunyweza.
Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Yes. You know, when you read Romans chapter 3, verse 27, he begins asking, but where is the boasting? Is it needed? And by which laws? By works? Or by face of the law? Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. You know, the commandments, the laws, judgments of God,
endagirizo n'enteekateeka.
Statutes and ordinances.
Zonna za kukkiriza ng'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe kiri.
They are all of faith as the word of God is.
Era tebaawukanangako.
And they have never differed.
Kubanga n'ekigambo kya kukkiriza.
Even the word is of faith. As he asserts that he gives those who believe righteousness. He
said,
because of faith we take away the laws, but we establish them. Praise Jesus much.
So
the commands are of faith. If they are commands of God, if they are laws of God, the commands of God, the laws of God, the judgments, statutes and ordinances, they are of faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And as he speaks of his words in Romans 10:17, that it too is of faith, believing it and doing it. Romans chapter 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. You know, if you connect Romans, chapter 3:37
and 31,
the commands, laws, and the judgments, the statutes of God, they are all of faith. They do not differ from the word of God. As you've heard Romans 10:17. Even faith come from hearing and hearing the word of God. And again, they are to be done. You first believe them with your heart, hearing that God said this and that, and you put in action. For when you say you believe them and you do not do them, then your faith is dead. That's why there are people who say, we believe God said, do not steal. But we are not under the laws. How did you dare believe it? We are under the laws of God. But we are not under the laws of sin.
It's
what failed to differentiate. But the department of judges, when it comes back in the church, it's what most knows those. Those called that work they understand of well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, in the James 2:26, he speaks of that issue like this. James chapter 2. Verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes.
Now,
I want to join well these scriptures. Romans chapter 3:27-31.
He said the
laws and the judgments of God, they are of faith.
And
as the word of God is, in the Romans chapter 10:17, even faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. But James 2:26, the body is dead without the spirit, even faith is like that. Now, believing the entire word of God,
meaning
commands, the laws, and the judgments, we put all of them in action. And when we first believe with our hearts, after we have heard, and we fulfill Romans 10, in the verse 10, and he said that
a
person believes the heart to be given righteousness, and they confess with the mouth to be saved.
Means
believing with the heart comes from hearing the word of God. Confessing with the mouth, it's the action. That Jesus is Lord.
and is my Savior.
For
they preached to you, him to you and you believed him. Now God say a touch on the action. But most of that, they will be explained those to work in this first division. Judges of God in the holy church of God on the earth.
But
we say strategies to fulfill the worldwide call. Yes.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus man. But
amateka,
the commands,
mune, ebiragiro,
the commandments,
ebiragiro,
commands,
emisango,
the laws,
mune, amateka, ne, emisango,
commands and the laws,
endagirizo ne, enteka.
Statutes and ordinances, those of God, they all bring light. Light lightens, this is good and this is bad. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they do not differ from the word of God.
For
it too brings light. Yes. Yes. Have you understood well? When you read Psalms 119, verse 130, he says like this.
Zaburi ya sura chikumi ya kumi na umuenda, noru nye ure chikumi ya mwasa tu.
Psalms 119 verses 130.
Ebigambo vyo, ngabiguli duwa o, bile ito omusana. Biwa kutegera, abatalina magezi.
The entrance of your words giveth light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Yes.
Ebigambo vya katona vyo na.
All the words of God.
Webiguli wao na bibiguli wao
ngabu uvira wakati. Opened and the are revealed as you see them now. They bring light. And they bring understanding. And they do not differ from the laws. Those of God. For them to bring light. And when he speaks in the Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 23. He speaks like this. Proverbs chapter 6 verse
23.
For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instructions are the way of life. Yes. The commandment is a lamp. Even the law is a light. Even the lepers of instruction is the way of life. Yes. Now I wanted you to understand like this. These to work in this division. When they say the command is a lamp, they say it is light. When it comes from the mouth of God, the light is little. It comes out as a command. When they reach to us, it becomes a law and it brings much light. Now in the kingdom of God, something they call the command, it is a lamp lightening for you
to
separate for you the way of life and that of death. What they call the law, it's the much light, darkness of the lies of Satan. What they call judgment, show you the way of life.
That
if you do like this, I'll do to you like this. But if you do this good, I will do to you this goodness. That's what they call the judgment. If you do evils, I'll pay you these evils on you. If you do this goodness, I'll pay you this goodness. But as he speaks Romans 7, verse 7 to 10, you write that down. You will read it. Say, I wouldn't have understood sin if the command never spoke that do not steal.
Is
there a light which show you where sin is? Yes. I wonder people who say that the laws, they are no more. That the commands of Lord, the laws, and the judgments, the statutes, even the ordinances, that they are no more there. They are there. Just because your foundations got wasted, they need to be restored. I would have spoken much, but time cannot allow me. But we shall speak of the ordinances of God.
When he speaks to the Corinthians, he
says,
that you wrote unto me, it would have been good. Even not to the attach on a woman, onto a one who is not yet married. That is an ordinance, a statute. Don't touch.
It moves
on below, say, now the one who lasts, you marry. Or get married. Those are statutes. Now there are ordinances.
Yeah,
you will be of one woman. One man.
Is the order.
Those are the ordinances.
To be
a woman and a man. Those are the ordinances.
Ordinances.
Yes. Now you cannot tell me that they are normal there.
Those
to work in that division.
They have
come studying with us in full knowledge
now
here.
So
you too can study with us out there. Concerning issues of the laws.
So
you can understand them very well. Now we have the second division. Of the judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth. Write down as we see.
So Mr. Jacob.
Teacher Jacob.
Hey.
How you've not yet taken this?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jetuli, jetuli.
Are we there?
But
you will love me gradually.
Nothing
you can do. I'm a child of your Father in heaven. And I'm an apostle sent unto you. Slowly, as you love me,
but
they usually hate me in the whole world.
Bagamba.
They say, that one thinks is the only right person.
Yeah.
You two are right, let's do things of rightfulness. I'm not the only one right.
Even
the right one who made me right is there. That is the living God. Now you come that we serve him. We become right.
Amen.
If you're right, then you rejoice. Don't you see there? If you're right, rejoice with me. You say, I've gotten my companions, them two right. Yes. Don't get jealous, there's only one right. If they have all grown together, if you are a thorn, you will be realized a thorn. But if you are wheat still, you will be known.
And
the harvesters, when they pass through, they understand it.
Now, though
we've all grown up in the congregation of church, but if you are wheat, you will be wheat. But if you thorn still, we see you. And another terrifying, they have set us with what can pluck them off. The seagull will pluck them off.
Yes,
praise them, Jesus much. We see the second division. Judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Bano.
These ones. Possible to give us light of knowledge. Give us the full light of knowledge. Passing
Katona.
Through the word of God.
Oguaura. Oguaura. Differentiate.
Which differentiates. Which differentiates
ebiragiro
commandments
amateeka
the laws
emisango
the judgments
endagirizo
the statutes
nendeka teka za Katonda
and the ordinances of God
okuzaura kubiragiro
to differentiate them from the commands. The laws of sin,
emisango,
judgments,
endagizo n'enteekateeka z'ekibi,
statutes and ordinances of sin. Yes.
Wanji,
are we together?
Division
yokubiri. The second division.
Abalamuzi b'ekkanisa ya Katonda ku nsi.
The judges of the Church of God on the earth.
Bavunaanyizibwa okutuwa omusana.
They are responsible to give us light.
Ogujjudde okumanya.
Full light filled with knowledge.
Okuyita mu kigambo kya
Katonda. Passing through the word of God.
Okuleeta okwawula.
To bring to differentiating.
Wakati.
Between.
Webiragiro.
Commandments.
Amateeka.
The laws.
Emisango.
Judgments.
Endagirizo n'enteekateeka z'obwakatonda.
Statutes and ordinances of God.
Okuzaawula ku za
Sitaani. To differentiate them from both of Satan.
Okuzaawula ku za
Sitaani. To differentiate them from both of Satan.
Oba okuzaawula ku biragiro.
Or to differentiate them from the commands.
Amateeka g'ekibi.
The laws of sin.
Emisango.
Judgments.
Enteekateeka n'endagirizo
z'ekibi. Statutes and the ordinances of sin.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bano baba bavunaanyizibwa ku ekyo.
These are responsible of that.
Kubanga ekyo kyaleeta obuzibu wakati mu kanisa.
For that brought a problem in the midst of church.
Bwe batamanya nti waliyo amateeka nga go gaki.
When they never knew that they are laws and they are of sin.
Waliyo ebiragiro.
There are commandments.
Amateeka.
Laws.
Emisango.
Judgments.
Endagizo n'enteekateeka.
Statutes and ordinances. And they are of sin.
Nga za Sitaani.
And they are of Satan.
Erange zasinganibwa mitima gy'abaana ba Isirayiri.
Those were found in the hearts of children of Israel.
Nekatunabibwanga Sitaani bwe yali abitadde mitima gyabwe.
God gave it to them as Satan had laid them in their hearts. And in giving them balls, they were not to live in them. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
And
those totally content with the, those of God. Praise Jesus much.
The
church does not know well those things. That in this Bible there are commands which appeared, the laws and the judgments, studies and ordinances, and they are of sin, and they are of Satan, and they were in the hearts of children of Israel when they came from the land of Egypt, and the Lord gave it to them, and they will not leave. Now they handle them all together.
And
some which caused them to say,
"We
are not under the laws." And they had not understood between the laws of sin and the laws of righteousness. And the trouble came there. But before, in the Ezekiel chapter
20, 23 to 25,
God spoke to children of Israel
that
there are laws, commands, and the judgments in the statutes that he had given them. In them they were not to live. Because they were given them because of hardness of their hearts. When they retained the sins of Egypt, let us read, we see.
Ezekiel, Esura, Eyamakumi Abiri. Noro Nyerere, Olabiri, Mwesatu.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 23.
Ezekiel, Esura, Eyamakumi Abiri. Noro Nyerere, Olabiri, Mwesatu.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 23.
Erena te. Ezekiel, Esura ya makumi abiri, n'olu nyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 23.
Era nate, nemba imusizo omukono gwange mu ddongo. Nga ndi basaasaanyiza mu mawanga, nemba tataganyiza mu nsi nnyingi.
I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the nations, and disperse them through the countries.
Olinya olwabiri mwenya.
Verse 24.
Kubanga bali tebatuukiriza misango gyange. Naye nga baganya amateeka gange, era nga boononye ssabbiiti zange, n'amaaso gaabwe gaali nga gagoberera ebifaananyi bya bajjajjaabwe.
Because they had not executed my judgments, but they had dispersed my statutes, and had polluted my sabbaths, and their eyes were fixed on their father's idols.
Olunyola 25. Era nate, nembawo amateeka agatali malungi. N'emisango tebatagenda kubeerera mu balamu.
Therefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments by which they should not live. Yes.
Gwochimanyindi. Waluwa mateka, waluwa ebiragiro.
You know that there are commandments.
Amateka.
Laws.
Nemisangu.
And the judgments.
Endagirisa.
Statutes.
Nenteka.
And the ordinances.
Ngakatundazua abana ba Israeli.
God gave them to children of Israel.
Nasinunji.
And they are not good.
Ngatibage nazube irambaramu.
They are not going to live in them.
Nazachibi.
If they are of sin.
Ngobu kakanyavuwe mtima jabu.
As the hardness of their hearts were. Asked this to our Lord Jesus Christ. And they told him,
"My
prophet Moses, why did you write for us? He told us,
we
write a letter to divorcing a woman for every reason besides adultery. They write down for every reason." The Lord Jesus told them, it was the hardness of your hearts. Moses told you like that.
Right
from the beginning, it wasn't like that. In the beginning, God created one man and one woman. And he joined them, became one flesh. What God joined,
we
should not separate it.
The
one that had spent many years, and they are under the commands,
eteka
law,
emisango
judgments,
endagirizo
statutes,
nenteka teka zechibi
ordinances of sin,
ngempera yacho kufa,
and the wage of it is death. The chief messenger of it is Satan, responsible of those laws. Let's read in the Matthew 19, we see.
Matayo esula eye 19. Matayo esula eye 19 nolu nyiriri olwo musanvu.
Matthew 19 verse 7.
Matayo esula eye 19 nolu nyiriri olwo kuna.
Matthew chapter 19 from verse 4.
Naddamu n'agamba nti temusoma nti oyo yabakola olubereberye nga yabakola omusajja n'omukazi. Matayo esula eye 19 nolu nyiriri olwo kusatu.
Matthew 19 from verses 3.
Abafarisayo ne bajja jali ne bamukema nga bagamba nti omuntu ayinza okugoba omukazi we okumulanga buli kigambo.
The Pharisees also came unto him, testing him and saying unto him, is it lawful that a man should put away his wife for every cause? Yes.
No,
they just for every reason.
They
find you not laid the bed, write a letter, divorce you. Get go from here, go. Yet the command was there. Even up to today, people read it. And they asked, what is this gain? Let's hear the next verse.
Matayo esura eye 19 nolu nyiriri olwokuna.
Matthew 19, verse 4.
Naddamu n'agamba nti temusoma nti oyo yabakola olubereberye nga yabakola omusajja n'omukazi.
And he answered, said unto them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? Yes.
He
took them back to Genesis 2. Started in Genesis 1, 26, up to 28. Came into Genesis 2, verse 18, up to 23. And they wondered. They were like that. Command which came in the midst, what is it? And he explained it to them. Matthew 19, verse 5.
Nagamba nti omuntu kyanavangale ka kitaawe ne nnyina ne yeetaba ne mukazi we nabo bombi banaabanga omubiri gumu.
And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Verse 6.
Obutaba babiri nate naye omubiri gumu kale Katonda kye yagatta awamu.
Therefore, they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Verse 7.
Nebamugamba nti kale, Musa ekyamulagiza ki, okumuwe baruwa eyokwawukana, alyoka amugobe.
They said unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? They told him, why did Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 to 5,
Moses
came say, Lord has said, write a letter divorce women.
He
explained them in the next verse.
Matayo sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Matthew chapter 19 verse 8.
Nabagamba nti olukakanyavu bw'emitima gyammwe Musa kye yavakkiriza mugobenga abakazi bammwe. Naye okuva ku lubereberye tekyali bwe kityo.
He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so.
Era mbagamba nti buli anaagobanga mukazi we wabula okumulanga ogw'obwenzi n'awasa omulala ng'ayenze n'oyo awasa yagobebwa ng'ayenze.
And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication adultery, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And whosoever marries her who is put away, thus commit adultery. Yes. He said it was the hardness of their hearts. As they connive with Satan.
You
know, from Genesis chapter 4. Children of men began to consent with Satan. Beginning with Cain.
Satan used
them as his desires are. As God warns us, it came growing to reach important commands and the laws, judgments, and the ordinances of sin, the studies of Satan.
God
saw them in the hearts of people, he brought them out.
He
gave it to them that they might not live. And though they keep them, they would not live. But he has said that issue, except for adultery,
is
left that one woman and is gone with another. One man goes with another man. Then it's when you separate. Even
the
adultery of straying from the Lord.
There
was there 14. Adultery of departing from the Lord.
The
departs from the living God and worships other things. The man you leave him. If it's a woman still you leave her. If they refuse to repent. Those we shall get explained of them.
Ye,
but concerning hardness, what brought those laws? But church does not understand them well. And they mix the commandments of God,
amateka,
the laws, judgments, statutes and ordinances, them with those of Satan which happened because of hardness. This fight is spoken of well. Romans chapter 7. Because he says, let's read Romans chapter 7. Verse 21 up to 25. Romans 7 verse 21.
Bwe kityo ndabe teeka mu nze bwe njagala okukola ekirungi. Ndabe teeka nti nze bwe njagala okukola ekirungi ekibi kimbeera kumpi.
I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me. Verse
22.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Verse
23.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Verse
24.
All wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Verse
25. Kale bwe kityo, nzenze ka mu magezi, ndi muddu w'amateeka ga Katonda.
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Yes. He said Satan already had put his commandments.
the laws of sin and the judgments, statutes and ordinances inside man, and they are there to fight with the commands and the laws, judgments, statutes, the ordinances of God. Right there came a confusion within the Christians. The born again. Never understood it. They confused them. There came our brethren, the Adventists. Them. They wanted to study the Department of the Judges of the Laws of the Holy Church of God on the earth. Do not know how to differentiate them, and they began to be confused in them. God in Genesis 1, all the things he saw, they are good. He blessed them. In Genesis 9, he told Noah, all creatures with the life eat them, whether they pick everything. But we see Leviticus 11, that this which is like this, do not eat it because it's unclean unto you. Because those are of the law of sin they got from Egypt. So when you read Exodus chapter 8, verse 18 downwards, they were going to offer abominations to the Egyptians. The gods of Egypt had abominations in the gods of theirs. Yes. But our Lord Jesus explained in Matthew 15, verse 9 downwards, enters a man does not defile them. For you eat, it gets out. And in the Acts chapter 10, verse 9 downwards, they told him what God has cleaned, never called it unclean. Romans 14, verse 14 downwards, Apostle Paul got to understand nothing is unclean in his nature, except to one who thinks it unclean. It's unclean unto him. Understood things of the law of sin. They are filled in this Bible. But to understand them, the Muslims, they all fell in it like that. They gave the laws of sin, the laws of Lucifer, laws of Satan. Lucifer's put in the hearts of men. God showed them what they have filled in their hearts. But this is indeed revival. This is revival.
We wow.
What do we have a guy servicing?
Today the service is lengthy.
Some
people make it like this. Try to make a summary. The Holy Spirit keeps bringing eye to bring.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As I conclude on those, we shall explain more. Romans 8, verses 1 to 4. He speaks like this. Romans chapter 8, verses 1.
Kale kaakano tebaliiko musango abali mu Kristo Yesu abatatambula ng'okugoberera omubiri naye abatambula ng'okugoberera omwoyo.
There is therefore no condemnation to them who are in the Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes. You know you have no condemnation if you don't follow the flesh. For within the flesh, the laws of sin is where they best to be habited in the world. Even go to give them to people cannot live within them. But those who follow the Spirit, follow the laws of the Spirit, the laws of God, the commands of God, filled of light, enlightened in the way of life. Let's read the second verse.
Abalumi esuri yomunana noli nyiriri oruo kubiri.
Romans chapter 8 verse 2.
Kubange teke riyomo yogo vuramu mu Kristo Yesu. Liyamfuro wedembe okunzi ya muteke riyechivi. Neri okufa.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Yes.
Both
commands and the laws and the judgments of sin. And we followed the laws of the spirits. The laws of the spirits. God is the spirits. We follow the laws of God.
They
what make us free. You know, let me tell you.
Until
those who say they are in the gospel of grace, they are not under the laws. Themselves do not understand what they speak.
Even
in the world, if you take away laws in 1 minute, they are no more there. And don't steal no more works. You just brush to your neighbors. You don't commit adultery. You enter your neighbors as you want.
My.
But those who work in that division,
department
of the judges, they will
explain
and bring them all. They have look at all the Bible.
They
explain to us. Just in the department of judges,
you
prepare yourself, you are going to minister.
Doing
revival is a broad word. The words I hear you out there speak. No. They are like those I heard God teach me as I release them today. Yes.
Yes, you
praise Amen. Jesus much.
So division in Yokusatu.
So we have the third division.
Division in Yokusatu.
The third division. Of judges of Holy Church of God on the earth. Division which showed the commands, laws which were of shadow laws. Third division of judges of Holy Church of God on the earth.
They
give us the light, the full light of knowledge. Passing through the word of God concerning the commands,
amateka,
laws,
imisango,
judgments,
statutes
and ordinances,
those
which are our shadows,
and
they were fulfilled together with those which are still moving on. Yes. But we studied many things.
Do
you still remember them? Matthew 5, he says,
I did
not come abolish laws and the prophets, but to fulfill them.
And
none of those, neither red dots, which will not be fulfilled.
Now,
those which are fulfilled, and they were shadows, like of the offerings of animals, the first fruits, and the rest, I will not explain them today. They were shadows of the originals. And they are those still moving on. Now there is this division. We have the first division of judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth. Responsible to give us the full light of knowledge. As the word of God is. Concerning commands. Commandments. The laws, judgments, statutes, and the ordinances of the holy marriage to give us the holy family and to get the holy church. We shall get explained of them in details. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. You wait again tomorrow.
Division,
and we see the first division,
department,
the first department,
government,
God is heavenly government on the earth,
department,
department of the elders of the Church of God on the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.